Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So John Perotto. All right, baby. Let's go. Final hour on a Friday. And we want to talk about the Bucks and what they might do with the deadline. And we'll get to that. But a ton of people texting in about this 18-game NFL schedule after Brooke Pryor, among others at ESPN, surveyed players anonymously and asked if they would like this. A couple Steelers went on the record. Deshaun Elliott, Minkah Fitzpatrick, they do not like the idea of an 18-game schedule at all. But here's a couple of arguments that I don't like, and here's one, Doran. You may as well throw out all the record books. All the records will be broken when the games go to an 18-game schedule. Okay, but it was 14 before, and then it goes up to 16, and all right. I mean, that happened in Major League Baseball, 154 to 162, mm-hmm. and Roger Maris, and all that. And that's just going to happen. You would just have to look at it differently. You'd have to use your brain for some nuance, for God's sake.
Right.
But I don't look at that as a legitimate argument.
That's not going to stop them from doing it.
Hell freaking no. Like,
that's not going to stop it.
No, Major League Baseball just integrated the Negro League records into the MLB record books.
Mm-hmm. Like, things change and evolve.
Yes, you can do whatever the hell you want. They just want to make money. Like, that's what you all got to understand. Like, if you're a red-blooded American and you want more football, great, but they're not. They're doing it because it's going to help the owners make more money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about, obviously. Our old friend Matt Cole, who still does some shows here, he texted and asked if we mentioned this already. This is a really good point, though. If you are going to push this season out into late February, have the Super Bowl the Sunday before President's Day on Monday.
I did see that somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I did see that.
I have always argued that either you move the Super Bowl to a Saturday, so everyone's got off after, or the better thing would be just the day after a Super Bowl is a national holiday.
Right.
But if you've already got President's Day, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a low productivity day.
Mm-hmm. That is pretty good.
The day after the Super Bowl is tough. I was belching my way through that show.
Yeah, that's an all-day extravaganza for people.
It's not even like the hangover. It's just the reflux.
Yes. Lethargic.
Yes.
Like, oh my gosh.
The gas. You're feeling bad because you in most cases, probably lost money gambling on the game. Like, there are multiple reasons why people are dragging their butts through a Monday following the Super Bowl. Like, it is a day. And I know, I remember waking up and doing the show and my esophagus felt like you lit a match and just threw the thing down there. I mean, it's worse than even the day after Thanksgiving. And we all have that off for a reason. I did want to ask you guys this. And, Callis, you can weigh in on this, too. You'll have strong opinions on the baseball thing. So, football wants to expand. At least the owners do and the commissioner does. By way of the owners. Would it be the worst thing in the world to scale baseball back to 142 games?
For what reason?
I just think there's too many of the thing.
Why that number?
Pick a number. That's just what I can't. I figure you could knock off 20 games of baseball season. We've all got all these starting pitchers whose arms are falling off.
I think hockey more than baseball.
Hockey, I'd knock it back too. We talked about it earlier. They might hand out the Stanley Cup on June 24th. meaning that the Oilers and the Panthers will have played literally, their season is 10 months long.
Crazy.
From October all the way through June? Are you kidding me? That's absurd. It's absurd.
They don't need all the series to be 7 games. I've always maintained that opinion.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Right.
You dial it back to 5-game series.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
5 games, first 2 rounds, then the finals, conference finals, and then Stanley Cup finals, 7.
Hockey could definitely use to dial the playoff series back, at least the first round.
Yeah, I don't know. The regular season's kind of long, but like, the playoffs are what make it drag. You can't have 7-game series all the time. It's just...
And the physical demands of the sport to play 7 games.
Like when the World Series was 9 games and they realized that was ridiculous after 10 years.
You play 25% of your season if you win the Stanley Cup in the postseason. More than that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why people say it's the toughest trophy to win. I'll argue semantics on that. Like, the NFL to me is a tough trophy to win because you screw up one game, you're done.
You're done.
Single elimination.
Yes. All the preparation that goes in for like basically 6 days to play one day for 3 hours. That's and you're beat up.
Yes.
I mean, you're torn up.
We find that a lot of the times you got to be good. You got to be healthy. Like, the healthiest teams that are good are the ones that are going to hoist the Lombardi Trophy at the end.
That has
a
lot to do with luck.
And a ton of luck.
That, I mean, to stay healthy is basically luck. If you're, especially your team.
Mm-hmm.
If your team stays healthy, like, you're lucky. You've got a lot of luck on your side.
Yeah, no doubt. And there's Steelers have actually... Steelers had some bad luck in the Tomlin era. Like, A.B., Le'Veon Bell, yep. Ben, D'Angelo Williams, all those guys in that 3-year stretch got banged up. And, I mean, what are you going to do? Like, some of that's wear and tear. Some of that is guy falls on your leg right. The wrong way.
Or you cut the wrong way.
Texter, sorry. Crowley must have a different calendar than everyone else. From October to June is not 10 months. All right, let's count. October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Oh, 9 months. Okay. So it takes as long to grow a human in your belly as it does to... my wife could have gotten pregnant in October and had the baby before the NHL season's over.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we're not elephants. We don't have a 16-month gestation period. That's long as hell. Now, this being America, and we're trying to make money here in capitalist society, none of this is ever going to happen. They're never going to dial it back.
Mm-mm.
But think about load management in the NBA. A lot of these guys are playing 60 games. They want to be fresh for the playoffs. Dial the season back. But it'll never happen. Give us a ring. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection. And you can also talk to us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Key and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Up next, I teased it. I didn't get to it. Shocking. We know who is not starting the game for the Pirates tonight. Well,
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Tell you next. Tell you who is not starting for the Pirates tonight in just a minute, but I have to clean something up. I said the gestation period for an elephant is 16 months. African bush elephant, 22 months.
Mm.
They grow a baby elephant. The Asian elephant can be anywhere between 18 and 22 months. The more you know. You can't say you don't learn stuff when you listen to the Fan Morning Show, Doran.
I mean, you're usually wrong. I have to go back and fix it, but...
That happens a lot.
Yeah, you lead me down a wrong path, and then I got to walk back down the path with you.
What did I do?
You're wrong.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think anybody has to associate that with you. You didn't say anything about elephant babies. That was me.
I know, and I believed you. And then I walked down that path with you, and now I got to walk it back with you because you're wrong. So you don't really learn anything. You learn how to walk.
Well, we learn now. There are people who did not stay through the break that are going to go to work today, and they're going to say elephants grow babies for 16 months instead of 22, and I feel terrible for those people. Tell everyone you know, 22 months for an African bush elephant to grow an elephant baby. Do they come with the tusks, do you think?
No.
No, I don't think so either.
It'd be hard to get birth with the tusks.
Dang. That'd be tough.
Yeah, that'd be get all scratched up.
Oh, God. I'm just... Hope it's a girl.
Yeah, right.
Cross your hooves. That sure would suck. Here's another text. People watching on YouTube. One of the few days that both Dorn and Crowley's fits are both tough. You've got your Sixers jersey on. You could not look more summer.
Yes.
Right now.
So I couldn't wait to wear this jersey because I wore, I got it in, you know, when it was cold out.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait to wear it, like, to actually wear the basketball jersey, and this was the day.
It's a good-looking jersey.
And you got the Ducks.
I got my Mighty Ducks t-shirt on, which I feel like is one of the few. I don't like to wear gear of other teams because it makes me feel like less of a fan. NBA's fine because there's no NBA team in town. But Mighty Ducks logo, and I got the purple on. Like, that's one you, I think, you can just rock because the logo's cool.
Did you buy that shirt because of the movie or because of the hockey team?
I bought it because of the logo and the movie. Yeah, the movie. I don't care about the Ducks screwed up by changing their logo and their color scheme.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got that logo from the movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they never should have changed it. It's one of the great logos, I think, in all of sports.
Absolutely.
And they wound up changing it, and they'll wear the throwbacks, but their colors are awful. They're orange and Vegas gold and black. What were they doing?
Don't know.
It's terrible. When you think about Ducks anyhow, you don't think about purple, but you don't think about orange and gold and black. Right? Mallards.
Mallards.
Ducks are kind of orange. So their beaks are.
They have bills. Orange bills is what they have.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I got a text from Mackie who said that Martin Perez is not starting tonight, which would mean it'll be a bullpen game, and my guess would be that Carmen Majinski is going to be on the mound for the Pirates. And you like that. And you convinced me to like it too. Just give Martin a little extra time to marinate. And I don't know that they're going to do this. I don't know that it would surprise me though, Doran, is if you go with the bullpen game today and maybe Martin Perez one of the other two games this weekend, and then you push either Jones or Skeens into the Cincinnati Reds series.
I wouldn't hate that, but then they already announced that Jones and Skeens are, or can they take it back?
You know what? They did announce it, and I saw it on Sportsnet Pittsburgh. They put it out. I saw a Pirates tweet.
Right.
They're doing that because they want people to come to the ballpark.
Right, for a weekend game.
Yeah, that would be kind of junky if they did that.
Mm-hmm.
Texter, elephants have toenails, not hooves. Really? See, I shouldn't have read that without Googling it, because now I could do the same thing where I lead people down a path again, Doran.
Hooves are like the protection underneath the foot. I don't think elephants have that.
You don't think elephants have hooves?
Right, because the hooves, again, that's like that solid surface that protects
like a
foot.
Horse.
Look at my hooves.
So the built-in shoe look of at my animals.
You ever seen... I'm not going to say the movie.
Why?
Freddy
got?
Something, word, with Tom Green.
Oh, no.
No. He has like sketches, like, look at my hooves. Yeah. Okay, all right, let's go.
Think about horses. And how they just get to wear shoes. They're the only animals that get to wear shoes.
Yeah, but if they don't perform, they get shot. What a tough life.
Well, depending on the horse. There are wild horses. But if you are a racing horse, but if you're a wild horse, you don't have shoes. And they seem to get by just fine.
Right.
We need to do an expose
on this.
Wait,
wild horses don't have
shoes? Wait, you're thinking of a horseshoe.
Yeah, wild horses don't have
horseshoes. Horseshoes and hooves are not the same thing.
No, I know that, but I'm saying they have shoes to put on the bottom of the hooves. But wild horses, no one's going around putting shoes on them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You still have hooves, though. I don't know what your point
was. Yeah, they have hooves.
Yeah, we know that.
So they basically have shoes, but just not, like, nice shoes.
Right. They don't have the Jordans. Yeah. 412-928-9370 if you want to talk about various four-legged mammals. It's a Friday show, man. Friday show.
Oh.
How far back at the deadline would the Pirates have to be to not buy? I was thinking about that as I was meandering the hallways in my shoes today. Like,
of the wild card?
Yeah. Because Callis tried to make this point a while ago, and I don't know that he did a great job making the point, and I know that I personally stepped on him, but if you win the NL Central, you're going to be the worst by record division winner of the three NL division winners, which means you're going to have to play a wild card series even though you win your division. So for the Pirates standpoint, making a wild card or winning the division, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to play in a three-game series to start the thing. So I think it's almost going to be impossible for them to be sellers at the deadline. Because the way
they can't go that far back. Well,
I mean, it'd be really hard. Now, we saw them have a really bad stretch early, so nothing's impossible, I guess. But it would be really hard. I would consider teams that are five games back. Yeah, I would think you are quote-unquote in it, whether it's the AL or the NL. If you are five games back in about five-ish weeks from now, you are going in. Maybe you're not buyers, but you're definitely not going to be sellers. And so I asked the question before, like, do you think the Pirates are going to do something? Well, at the very least, I don't think they're going to be getting rid of guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Aroldis Chapman's going to be around. I don't think they're going to be more than five games back.
They'll either stay put or they're going to go get something.
Yes.
Can I revisit that one point real quick just to, smooth it over now?
I thought I just did, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's almost like when you were talking about it before, how much do you want to give up to try to catch the Brewers? But my argument there is, you know, I mean, you clarified it pretty well. That you're not, even if you pass them, you're only getting that three-game series. So I don't think that they're going to give up so much to only achieve that three-game series.
Well, it would be nice to hang a division championship banner.
And that's why when you asked me, you know, like a month or two ago, that's why I was like, it is an interesting question because of how the playoffs are formatted.
There's value, and now you're clarifying what I've clarified. There's value in putting up, my God, an NL Central championship banner in center field at PNC Park. Mm-hmm. And I would buy a hat. I would definitely buy a t-shirt. The Pirates are NL Central champions. But it's not going to, in all likelihood this year, because you're not going to catch the Phillies. You're not going to catch the Dodgers. Winning the division's not going to give you a better chance of winning a World Series.
No.
It's not going to give you an easier route. It's going to be basically the same. So it would only be about the hardware you bring home. Which is cool.
Yeah,
I want a banner. I want a pennant. I want a t-shirt, a hat, a jersey.
You don't win a pennant until you get to the championship.
You could buy a pennant, put it on your wall in your man cave that says 2024 NL Central Champions.
You'd have to win the National League Championship to get that. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not talking about the official pennant. Yeah, I'm
like
talking
the
about a pennant.
Things like the triangle type looking, the sideways triangle.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Okay. What is with him?
I don't know.
He hears what he wants to hear. He's got such a minute.
Well, he acts like you don't know what you're talking about half the time. So he's like, I got to clean this up. I got to clarify it because it's baseball and I like baseball and I know baseball better than Crowley. So I'm going to clear up. But he's not really getting the point because he doesn't want to listen to it because he wants to clear it up.
You started this.
I clarified it and then he came on and did a worse job of explaining the thing that I had already explained. And now we're spending way too much time of clarifying the re-clarification. Coming up next, John Parado yesterday on with Zeiss and Starkey. We talked a lot about what Parado said earlier in the show. There's one thing we didn't get to, and I had not thought about this at all. And I wonder if you guys agree, A, with Parado, and B, if you'd like it. We'll get to that when we come back. Social media's biggest loser in our final segment is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, and one of the things they offer is interior home cameras.
Uh-huh.
So they got the exterior cameras, they got the interior cameras. We're very excited, by the way, that they've come on to be the sponsor of the Fan Morning Show.
Unreal.
And I can see the big-time value in having interior security cameras, but we were also just talking about some of the reasons why there might be certain rooms we wouldn't want to do it.
No, you forget. Like, think of, you just said in the beginning of the show how much you forget. You'd forget that that camera was probably set up in certain places. You know, you're home alone. You're just like, oh. You forget.
Yeah, I got some time to myself, and my wife will be like, "Hey, why is Nora in the dining room causing a ruckus? Let me see where Adam is." Click. Oh, jeez. Hey, he's shaving his happy trail on his stomach or something, or I'm just sitting there picking my nose. Like, I don't need that.
Nah.
Although I'm going to get it. But certain rooms, I'm just going to say that, hey, if there's an exterior door in the room, we'll just have the exterior security system.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So John Parotto, transition, was on yesterday with Starkey and Zeiss. And Parotto said he thinks McCutcheon's going to be back next year. Which, I mean, we're almost halfway through the season. I hadn't really thought ahead to anything like that. That's a decision I would not make until, I mean, halfway through the off season or something. Like, I want to know how he finishes up.
Right, and last year he, you know, hurt his Achilles, and you just got to see how he finishes the season.
Yeah.
Do you really want to handcuff yourself again to the situation we're in now? Like, I mean, he's been doing great, but
there would never be a point where I would want to, if I'm the Pirates, DFA Andrew McCutcheon.
No.
The public relations nightmare, no. The relationship between he and the organization. But if Andrew were to come back next year, and I would imagine it would be the same amount of money, and he's been very, very good this year, I would have the conversation with him like, look, man, if you're not performing up to your standards and our standards, like, you might be a bench player, and you're going to have to play outfield. If you keep him around for next year when he's going to be 38, at some point the production's going to fall off. That's the reality of life. I would say, look, if you perform, you're a DH. If you're not performing, you're going to have to take a back seat and be a 26th kind of guy, and maybe you can DH once or twice a week, and maybe you can come in and be an outfielder once or twice a week, but you can't just be our everyday DH. Mm-hmm. I would have to have an in-depth conversation with him.
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to make the decision today, based on the way he's playing, it'd be hard to say no.
Yep.
Like, the Pirates have, in a way, lucked out with Andrew McCutcheon, that he wanted to come back, that he spearheaded the conversations basically to come back, and that he has been as productive as he's been. Andrew McCutcheon was really good last year, and then he got hurt. And Andrew McCutcheon this year, he's ninth in home runs among all designated hitters. He's ninth in terms of designated hitters in terms of OPS. He is an upper third designated hitter in Major League Baseball right now. And so they weren't going to pay and get a guy who was going to be as good as he's been for the price. Like, that was just not going to happen. Like, Rowdy Tellez, 3.25. When you spend that kind of money, that's usually the kind of caliber of player you're going to get. They only spent $5 million on Andrew McCutcheon, and Andrew McCutcheon has been very, very good for them. Do you think that he would agree to take a backseat role?
Not if he felt that he could still play. Not if he felt he could still be every single day.
Man.
And it showed.
Wouldn't it suck so bad if he signed someplace else and retired someplace else?
I think he would just...
If they didn't offer him another year, I wonder if he would just hang him up. But if he feels like he can still play, I don't know.
I think that they're within the understanding that if he feels like he could still play, he showed that he could still play throughout the rest of the season, that they would offer him another year. Like, I think they'll offer him as long as possible if they still see that there's production.
Yeah.
They want him to retire here, and he does too. And I think that both of those sides can compromise. It's kind of opposite of Cam Hayward, but in the same realm.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, like, that's the Steelers are kind of feeling like, but football is obviously different, but you got to show us, and we want you to retire here. Let's kind of meet together, but we just still don't know because we got other spots, and we got to get more defensive linemen. But I think with Kutch, I think if his production is the same, they'll go as long as possible.
The difference between Kutch, I'm interested that you brought this here. The difference between Kutch and Cam is, while neither have won a championship, McCutcheon was the MVP, but also when he's been here, they've had the most success that we've ever seen.
Right.
That people of our age, I guess I should say, have ever seen.
Yes.
So people almost give him credit for not a championship, but But like he is statue worthy because he's been the best player of this era. He is jersey retirement worthy because he's been the best player of the era. And I think there might be a difference in opinion. Like Steelers fans, a lot of them, when we put up the Twitter polls, have said, hey, we don't want to see the Steelers pay Cam Hayward because we think there'll be diminishing returns there. I think Pirates fans, and this is just a guess here, but I think Pirates fans would be okay with Kutch hanging on, even if he wasn't performing well, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if he finishes the season top 10 in OPS, home runs, RBIs, average, like you take that bet.
All day.
You bet on a guy like Rowdy Tellez, who had nothing to do with your organization, at 3.25. $5 million is nothing. Nothing to pay a guy who's been that productive for you. All right, coming up next. This is nuts. There are two things that have gone wildly viral on social media in the last couple of days. One of those things I think qualifies Doran as social media's biggest loser. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Oh, that 50-minute mark read feels real good on a Friday, Doran.
Yes, it does.
Here's what they're talking about on Philadelphia radio, by the way. Here's their Twitter poll for the day. Do you think Nick Sirianni needs to change his demeanor on the sidelines? That's what they're talking
about.
On June 21st.
What?
Look, we might have talked a little bit too much about elephant gestation periods today. Right, we might have talked just a little too much, but we're entertaining. We're having fun. We're enjoying a Friday. They're getting hot and heavy on Nick Sirianni's sideline demeanor on WIP's airwaves in Philadelphia. Relax. Put your feet up, Joe Giglio, or whatever your name is. Gilio? Giglio? Whatever, Joe. I think we had him on the show before. Nice man, but like, that's hot and heavy on a 95-degree day in the summertime. Well, we had Tomlin talk last week, but that's because they gave him a contract extension. Right. Nick Sirianni's 2 years removed from the Super Bowl. Does he have good enough sideline demeanor? What is his sideline demeanor?
I don't know. They're just still irked that they just got kicked out of the playoffs. They're still mad about it. Talk about the Phillies or something.
By the Buccaneers. That's right. The Phillies are like the best team in baseball.
Right.
They have four starters who all could win the Cy Young, and they got to ask about Nick Sirianni acting a fool on the sideline. I don't want to get sucked into it. Like
right now we're talking about
Narduzzi gets all jacked up on the sideline. I like that from a coach.
Yeah.
But Tomlin can be calm, cool, and collected on the sideline. I like that too. Well, who cares?
Right.
Sideline demeanor.
Oh, man.
All right. Social media's biggest winner is Hawk Tua Girl. We can't really go into detail on what any of that means, but you told me about that 24 hours ago. So that's social media's biggest winner. Social media's biggest loser, I think, is Matt Stafford, because here's his wife on a podcast.
Wait, so was he trying to casually date and you were all
in? Oh, yeah, girl. Anyways, long story short, it wasn't that cute of a relationship at first. I hated him. I loved him. I dated the backup to piss him off, which worked.
Oh, yes. He was like, that'll do it.
He was the bad boy, too. Like, Matthew's so sweet and southern gentleman and all that stuff. And the backup was the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Ooh, and it upset him. So they lived in the same dorm, because athletes lived in the same dorm, and he would see my car there. And so at one point, he like waited and followed me out and got in my car and wouldn't get out.
Stop.
And he was
like, this is so hot.
I was like, this is amazing. It's working.
Yeah.
I was like, get out of my car. And he was like, he's not right for you. And I was like, who? What? You can't tell me that.
She lucky or what, though?
Yeah, she lucked out. She played that game right. Good for her. Because if it backfired, I mean, who knows what she'd be doing? She'd be making TikToks or something.
She might have to be a Hawk Tua girl.
Yeah, she'd be Hawk Tua-ing. Well, she was. But, I mean, Stafford just, I mean, he made a lot of money.
The guy who was the backup quarterback, I forget who it is, did not play in the NFL.
No.
Matthew Stafford's career earnings, $328 million.
Lucked out.
Like, that's a dangerous game. She clearly knew what she was doing. She clearly knew how to play young Matthew Stafford like a fiddle. He who has the most perfect southern hair of all time, which I think would look good in a, what do you call this, visor?
Uh-huh.
You know? The hair gel kind of comes out of the top looking all cool, probably wore polos all over the place. She knew how to play him, because if she swung and missed, she's missing out on $328 million.
Yep.
Yikes.
Man.
You played with Stafford. You love Stafford.
Yeah, I've known him since high school.
What?
Awesome. Yeah, an All-American game.
Oh, yeah. You say that he would... wherever you were on the field, you had to be aware because he could find you.
They would say, you're always live. That was just saying, you're always live in the NFL, and that means that any receiver, anybody that could catch the ball, you're always live. Like, don't think of a route that is just you're just running a route for no reason. Like, you're on a backside and it's just a streak route to just clear something out. No, you're alive, because like, he'd be running or he escaped the pocket and be looking right and then throw it across his body, not even looking at you, no look passes, and it would drill you right in the chest.
Huh.
Every day.
You said it was a perfect spiral.
Perfect.
Every time.
He was a pitcher. He's Mitch Keller. Like, passing wise, like, he had the curve, he had the, you know, he had the touch pass, like, he knew whenever just to lob it, he knew when to throw it in there. I mean, it was just born to play quarterback.
Nice guy?
Unbelievably nice.
Really? Nicer than me?
Yes.
What the
Smarter,
heck?
Lot more money, better looking, taller.
He didn't have to do all that?
NFL quarterback, won a Super Bowl. Like, the guy's winning. The guy is winning. Except for right now, he's probably a little upset.
Well, I would be upset, too, because he knew that. Like, there's no way he didn't know
he
all that.
He didn't want that out there.
He didn't want it out there. Now you know my wife was running around with the backup.
All right.
That's no good. That's why he's the biggest loser and not her.
Yes.
Because he's probably up in his feelings today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a joke I could make, and I'm not going to, and that represents growth. Coming up next, Starkey and Zeist. Orin, this was a hell of a show and a hell of a week.
Yes, sir.
Callis, good work by you today. Like I said, up next, Starkey and Zeist. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 24 Silverado LT crew cab up to 7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 94, low of 72.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.